The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. That's right. I'm back again on America's Web Radio. So, just to let you guys know, guess what's coming back this weekend? Actually, this week, we're just going to get right back into it. I know all of you have been waiting for it. So, without any further ado, I'm Mark the Shark, and here's Rhyme Time Returns. Prices continue to go up like a flock of crows, while the White House spins these tales of economic flows. Don't trust your eyes, it's all a ruse, they say. But empty shelves tell the real story a different way. Biden paints a picture bright and bold of progress blooming, the countless stories told. But mainstream street's heart is slowly dying. Closed shops' windows, sadly, they are sighing. Jobs Biden promised, the wealth untold, but real whispers echo. Our future's Biden's bold. He's sold. The gap between the rich and poor, a chasm growing, but the media, the story they ignore. They talk of growth of the markets thriving, yet bills on our kitchen tables don't lie. We are barely surviving. The outrageous cost of food and rent, a constant fight, while promises from Biden, the failing electrical grid, the shadows dance in the flickering light. The lamestream media sings a gilded song, but real life is different. It hums a chorus wrong. Of our dreams deferred and life's daily struggles real, of our children's fed each day only with a single meal. Biden calls it progress. He calls it just a change, but our truth remains a bitter bite of reality. The disconnect so strange. Of our now broken systems, our trust betrayed. While our problems fester in dark corners on the street and in the shade. The inflation numbers spin, it's a dizzying dance. Ignoring our troubled lives, we the people now left to chance. For in the grand statistics game, reality doesn't quote. We're just to them faceless names, the presidency is not a job to be remote. But our voices must rise above the din. Our families are hurting, skin and kin. We must tell the stories raw and true of our lives disrupted, all our dreams askew. So listen close, they want to keep reality at bay. We must look beyond the lies if we want America to stay. For though they try to blind our eyes, the truth still remains, the real cost, their lies. Bring back the world where truth holds sway, where actions speak louder, not the words they say. Where empty promises they can't hide, a real problems with them is deep inside. We can no longer take the chance. 4 more years, we further have weakened our international stance. Joe can't even walk. He can't talk or stand. This tune's got to change. We have to vote for another band. Raskin, you dolt, your words make no sense. You brought the circus tent to Washington. You have no defense. You lie when you speak. Russia comes from your lips. You want us to believe your lies again, the truth you did eclipse. Here we go again, the lies begin to spew. They are on TV telling the Russia lies, to me and to you. No one ever held accountable for the 4 years Biden's henchmen lied to us. The lefty loons, the progressive behavior, again, they are treasonous. With no consequences for culpable conduct, they will never confess. Put lipstick on a pig, it still doesn't fly. The powers that be just create more duress. We must stop the insanity, from laptops to conspiracy theories they weren't real. They continue to prosecute and persecute Trump. With these sham cases, he will win on appeal. It's plain to see the left is terrified of Biden versus Trump. Trump will make Joe look more pathetic. America, again, don't be a chump. Joe is not running anything. He can barely speak. No, not his fault. When he walks, he's so old, he actually squeaks. It's time to change America's disastrous future under Joe, a scary fate. If we don't vote Joe out, it will be clear it's America you hate. So think where we are and where we were 3 years ago. All the gains of Trump reversed. It's all downhill under Joe. So here, the end of rhyme time, just a short one this week. America is slipping. We need to get back on track. That's what we must seek. And as always, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, we begin the main show this week. Turn of rhyme time, I thought was necessary to just get some thoughts out of my head that have been dancing around for weeks now, as we had retired rhyme time for a little bit. But, you know, here's the problem. America has fallen. We're doomed. We continue to fail. We're not repeating the same thing over and over again. It's a different tragedy every other day. We're repeating the DNC mantra on the lamestream media outlets. We can't change the hard facts, the reality. I don't see a pathway out of our stupidity right now. We had set ourselves up right now for blatant failure. I don't understand it. I'm lost. We elected people like Jay Apal, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the left-wing idiocy of this country, now in Congress, the Senate, and the left-wing idiocy is now in the White House. But you know what? Let me explain to you in my opening statement here why I think the system is falling apart. It's really clear to me. The epitome of stupidity, we've entered into it. This is the realm of the nano-stupid. So show me the money, and I'll show you the corruption. Let me explain to you. Politics has become about money. These super PACs, they don't represent the American people. They represent the elite. They represent the plutocrats. They represent the real people of power in this country. The men behind the curtain, as in The Wizard of Biden, he's just a puppet. He's nothing but a show puppy. That's it. He's not even a show dog when the Easter Bunny let him around. Let's see what happens this year. This has to be an end to the money buying candidates. We must dismantle this system and reform the system where money into politics is equal. We can no longer afford to buy our Republican or Democrat candidates. It's about to finish the destruction of the America we know and I love. If we continue this money pouring into the system, it doesn't stop. There will be no more America to elect anyone anyway, so it won't matter at that point. But these imbeciles who seek power, not to fix the problems of America, but they just seek the power. It's about to finish the destruction, and then we're done. If the money doesn't stop, we have to figure out a way to elect someone, anyone, who is intelligent, who has morals, who has ethics, who has moral clarity, and who can actually do something for Americans. The table issues that they keep talking about, they don't even know where the kitchen table is. Most of these people have little servants in their houses and little butlers. So let's not talk about kitchen table issues, Joey. You know, this current system of pay for the candidates is where the genesis of the inherent insidious corruption grows. It festers and infests the entire system of government. Honor, morals, ethics have become a secondary power. It's gone. The use of the system to persecute political rivals and people who can stand in our way, stand in your way, and expose the corruption. The system will fight not to protect we the people, but to inevitably protect the power from the people inside that they yield. And they will sustain this by any means possible, legal or illegal, lying, cheating, stealing, anything. They don't care. Everything. It's the most effective way to prevent an overthrow of their power is to ignore the rules that apply to everyone else and ignore them for you and for your comrades. That's what they're doing right now. Right now they're doing it to you. It is inevitable that the decline of America will follow as the decay becomes too large for even the internal system to control. The chaos is what follows. And we are now living proof that the system has been infested and is decaying rapidly, more rapidly than any time else in American history, without any consequences for wanton and willful acts in contradiction to the oaths they take and the rules they act under. The system fails, and that's what we're seeing in America right now. And let me show you where it is. Let me point to it, right and center, front and center, in fact. So Alvin Bragg, oh, Alvin Bragg, no more. Here is the problem. I have to mention it here. We have a New York prosecutor, an imbecile, an incompetent prosecutor, and someone who has caused such grief to this community that he allegedly represents, Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan. You guys know where Manhattan is? It's in New York. Okay? He's the epitome of check the box, put an idiot in charge, and wonder why things are all screwed up. So now what happens? Not much of a surprise once again. You ready for this? Okay, so now here's the controversy. Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell said her office would not turn over Rad Al-Mansouri, a 26-year-old criminal, to New York authorities, that he would remain in custody in Arizona. Well, let me tell you what Mr. Al-Mansouri is suspected and believed to have killed Denise Olias Arancibia, a 38-year-old mother of two from Queens, at the Soho 54 Hotel in Manhattan. Well, why is that important, you ask? Well, let me tell you why it's important. He was arrested on Sunday in Scottsdale, Arizona, after he allegedly dragged a woman into a McDonald's bathroom and surprised and stabbed her, then fled in a stolen car. Gee, what a shock. Really? Well, during an interview with the detectives, Mr. Al-Mansouri apparently confessed, it's a reported, to stabbing an additional woman during a carjacking in Phoenix the previous day. And, by the way, he also admitted to killing Olias Arancibia, police said. That's what the Arizona police are reporting. So, what's going on here? So, now New York says, you know, hey, send them back to me. So this alleged dirtbag criminal now in Arizona, the guy who allegedly murdered someone, remember, it's alleged until it's proven, fled the jurisdiction because Bragg is an imbecile and then stabbed two women in Arizona. And he wants to get him back. But guess what? The Arizona, she is refusing to turn over. The district attorney there is refusing to turn him over to New York. Because in essence, okay, what she said is New York is an idiot state that allows people with violent crimes to get out of jail free. Gee, what a shocker, huh? And now they have rejected the extradition from New York City. Kudos to the Arizona District Attorney. This is an absolutely righteous stand for justice. This dolt Alvin Bragg, the DA here in New York, he's rejected justice is what's going on here. Wouldn't you know, he wouldn't know justice if it hit him in the face like a brick. When he claimed this failure to extradite is not just, it's not just. Well, listen, let me tell you something, Mr. District Attorney. Look at your own city. Look at what you're doing. You let those bozos out who were kicking and beating the two cops. You let them out without bail. You didn't request bail. They had two other pending cases, four other pending cases, but you didn't ask for bail, did you? No, because you're just? Because you're righteous? No, because you're an imbecile. What do you want to do? You want to get this guy back from Arizona? What are you going to do with him? Oh, I know what you'll do. You'll give him a $10,000 gift card, perhaps? Three meals a day? Put him in a nice hotel in the middle of Manhattan? No. The only problem might be that the blue state Democrat, Katie Hobbs, might get together with Kathy Hochul and overrule the decision. I really hope, unless they don't want to get reelected, that they don't even think about this.
I think it would be political suicide for them to haul off and change this decision by the district attorney, Rachel Mitchell, because, quite frankly, it's the right decision. New York has no business getting involved in this. They're a bunch of idiots. They don't know how to run a jurisdiction, and Arizona does. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this break. Stand by. You won't want to miss what's next.
Advertise your product or service around the world on America's Web Radio for only $5 for a 30-second spot. You can send us your pre-recorded spot, or we can produce it from your copy. There is a minimum purchase of 20 spots. We will provide a confirmation of play affidavit at the conclusion of scheduled run. For more information, email gm@americaswebradio.com. That's gm@americaswebradio.com. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
So right before the break, we finished up with my Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. Give him a gift card. Give him another $10,000. Let him give free health care, free everything. No, that's not what Arizona does. Arizona actually prosecutes their criminals. What a novel idea. I know. We're New York. We're different. We're special people. But I think what I need to do now is I think I need to head south, because that's where we need to go. You know, south to where what used to be a border. As we go far as the south border, so far only 9.5 million people, or whatever the number is they're telling us this week. If you believe the Biden administration, no one's gotten through the border, because for the last 3 years, it's been secure. And the impeachment of Mayorkas, that was for securing the border. That's the only reason he was impeached. So when you tell me that you're going to find somebody in to the border and you tell me, well, there's 1 million gotaways, 2 million gotaways, you don't even know. Okay, so let's be serious here. Stop lying. Tell me what's going on. Tell me you just want the whole country overrun by foreigners who have no connection, no nexus to America, no nexus to our morals, no nexus to our social mores. Hey, look at what's going on in Manhattan. Anytime you think that you are not familiar with why we don't let unvetted people into the United States, just look at what's going on in Manhattan. Stabbings, shootings, kicking cops in heads. Yeah, it's a great place to live. Well, you know what? Finally, Joe Biden, I think, has found his pen. And he understands what he had on the power that he had the first day he was in office, the power to destroy the secure border that Trump handed him. But wait, didn't they tell him that for the last 3 years? They told us that the border was secure. So why is Biden now saying he slipped up? He said the border wasn't secure. It hasn't been secure for 10 years. So now you're admitting you're lying to me? You're lying to America? You're lying to the world? Now, wait a second. His handlers have just figured it out that after 3 years, he's losing an election and he needs to do something about the border. Ding, ding, ding. That's where it is. So if you're fooled by this, then you're a fool. If you're swayed by this, then you are an idiot. If you are convinced that Biden is an idiot, then you're a smart American. If you understand that he has been lying to you, then you understand the truth. If you understand that your government is failing you, then you will be successful in America. Well, we no longer may have an America, but you will be successful. You can no longer accept what this government tells you as being true. And if you do, you can't. You cannot do that, because they are no longer telling us the truth ever, ever, every single day. Flopsy Mopsy gets up on that stand and she lies. And then Biden follows it up with some miscalculated speech recognition problem that he's having. So they're misleading us. They're telling us what we want to hear, but the administration's the election mantra. Don't believe your eyes, believe our lies. That's right. That's what they want you to do. Believe their lies. It's not going to take this election again. We fell for it once. Folks out there, do not fall for it again. If it's not the fact that the election was stolen, it's not that. It's the fact that the election was fraudulent. It was a fraudulent election based on fabricated lies coming from spies and the lamestream media. When everyone knew that the Biden laptop was true, 51 intelligence experts with highest security clearances came out and lied to the American people. They signed the letter, and Biden went up and chirped it out like the parrot he is. But once again, just as we are now doing in our criminal justice system, no one is ever held accountable, and no one is culpable for their criminal conspiracy and their criminal conduct. That's the way that we are doing this now in America. So something no one reports on? Wonder why. Okay, why? Well, let me give an example of some of the things that went on under Trump, okay? Things that you didn't hear about. Because, quite frankly, we are now in America run by the insane, who They created this chaos. They created it based on a pile of lies. The lies of the foundation of the Democratic campaign. Don't believe your eyes. Believe our lies. That's the new mantra. So I want to just give you a little bit of what Donald Trump started and what Joe Biden ended, okay? And this is something that I found that was buried deep inside the Google search engine somewhere. In fact, I think I had to find it on DuckDuckGo. But what was Operation Legend? You know, I came across something. So according to the FBI, the FBI's webpage, in support of Operation Legend, the FBI combined resources with its federal, state, and local partners and enforcement partners in 9 cities where there had been a huge uptick in violent crime. I mean, we're talking huge uptick. We're not talking minor crimes. We're talking major murders, shootings everywhere. And the initiative was named after a 4-year-old boy, Legend Taliaferro, who was killed by gunfire while sleeping in his Kansas City, Missouri home. That's wonderful. 4-year-old's life ended because of stupid policies, progressive cities run by Democrats. Keep voting for them. Why don't you? So Legend City was the first area to receive additional resources when Attorney General Barr, William Barr, remember him, announced the launch of Operation Legend on July 8, 2020. So Operation Legend has since expanded. Well, it was expanded. It went to Albuquerque, it went to Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Indianapolis, Memphis, Milwaukee, and St. Louis. And guess what? There was a significant increase of violent crimes in those cities. Wow. And guess what happened under Biden? Guess what went bye-bye? Because it was a Trump program. They took it away. They got rid of it. And no justice. No justice for those cities. What about all the people who are dying left, right, and center every single day? No, they took it away. But they never told you about that. Why did they never tell you about that? Why did they never tell you what Trump did? They always tell you he's bad. He's stealing democracy. He's this, he's that. But the real fact is that not one of these idiots, not one of them can point to anything that he did that was wrong for this country. In fact, I could give you 100 different examples. We'd need a 4-hour show to tell you what Biden has done. And mistakenly or not, he's not running the country. So I really can't blame him, quite frankly. But honestly, this needs to change. So we're now in an America run by the insane who've created the chaos based on their lies. Okay. That's where we started this. Everybody's saying Social Security is going bankrupt, right? That's what they're telling us. This is something near and dear to my heart because soon at some point I might be able to take some Social Security, but we'll see because the way this country's going, it's not going to be there when I get there. So they said it's going bankrupt in 10 years. So I don't know. I'm not that smart. Okay. I'm not that great of a genius in this country. But I don't know. Maybe we could use $160 billion freaking dollars that we put into the plan, and maybe we could use another $200 billion that we put into the plan, and maybe we could stop supporting the illegal aliens for $157 billion a year in this country and put that into the Social Security system to make it whole. Because people paid into that system, did they not? Well, I don't know. How much did the illegal aliens pour into the system? Zero. Am I the only dumb one that understands this? Is there anybody else out there that's smarter than me, that there's something I'm missing? Are they more brilliant than I am, or are they just full of crap? Because quite frankly, if you're telling me something's going bankrupt in America and we have that kind of money to throw out into illegal aliens, into other countries to produce war and death and destruction, well, you know what? We're out of business. And our elderly are going to be starving, starving to death. And they cannot reap the benefits of a system that's broke. You know what? Don't forget something. They paid into this stupid system. I'm pretty sure if I was president right now that I'd take care of my own American people before I'd take care of illegal invaders. That the first incident that they did was to commit a felony by breaking into the country. I take care of the people who are in this country legally. And I take care of the people who work their butts off all their entire lives to put into the system that's now failing them. This country is failing them. And that to me is unacceptable as an American. It's time to hold American politicians responsible for their stupidity. We need to do that. It's time to throw them out. If they are incompetent, it's time for America to stop failing on its own face, to stop falling on its own face and tripping over each other like Biden. Okay? We cannot do this. We cannot do this. This is our Social Security you're talking about. It was a Social Security net for our elderly. Now, the economy is out of control. And by the way, folks, let me just tell you once again, and let me stress it to you. Inflation is not going down. It's still up. The number that it's increasing by is less. But although 3.1% last month was not exactly a banner month. But don't let them tell you it's going down, because still inflation is an issue. It is up. Don't let them tell you this, because you can, you have to start using your brain. Your gray matter has to be something. It has to do something other than, you know, I used to tell my children, use your head for more than a hat stand. And I want to tell you that also. If you don't use your head for more than a hat stand, you are destined to repeat the same stupidity that's going on. Okay. Now you ask yourself, how did I get that number? 150.7 billion per year. Okay. That number came out of the Committee on the Judiciary and Subcommittee on the Immigration Integrity, Security and Enforcement. Okay. It also came from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or known as FAIR. That's a misnomer, huh? That's where that number comes from. They calculated it. But here's the secret. There's a lot of other calculations that they don't put in there, like the criminal justice system, like the rest of the stuff that's going on, our schools, our housing. Okay? They're paying $64 a day in New York City for three meals a day for people. You know, I don't spend that money on my food. Why should they be getting it? How about our minority communities? Are they all flush? Everybody's flush with cash? Everybody almost are taken care of? Everybody's done? Oh, that's great. Now we have extra money. Fantastic. Fantastic. And here's another great idea that Trump said. Okay, this week, I think it was this week or last week. Here's a brilliant idea. This is the kind of ideas that this guy comes up with. Okay, you may hate the guy. You may hate what he does. You may hate what he says. You may hate how he does it. But he gets it done. So Trump said, you know what? All this foreign money going to all these foreign countries that we're piling into them, billions and billions of dollars that, of course, our school systems don't need, right? Make it a loan on friendly terms. Well, there's a novel idea. We've been paying for everybody throughout the world for the last 40 years. Why? Because we had the money? No. We are a $34 trillion plus in debt. The brilliance of Trump is that he cannot deliver things the soft way. He is a bull in a china shop. And quite frankly, I think that's what we need in this country right now. We need to shake it up again. We've seen what going back to normalcy is, the chaos that Biden has brought us, the chaos, the reign of fear, the crime all over the place. You can't even walk out on the street without possibly getting stabbed or threatened. It's ridiculous. And our prosecutors are wayward souls. They're lost. It's absolutely incredible how lost they are. It's pathetic that these DAs like Bragg, they claim to be, you know, they claim to be the justice and truth seekers, and they chase Trump around. And I'll get into Letitia James in a little bit, but I got a lot for her too. But I got to tell you, we're going to take a short break and I'm going to catch my breath. And we'll be right back after this break. You're not going to want to miss this one. Coming right up. Stand by.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about the brag in the Arizona, and then we're getting into the prosecution of Donald Trump by Alvin Bragg and how Alvin Bragg doesn't understand that he has to go after criminals, not business people, because what he's doing now to New York is he's burying New York. And I'll tell you why. Almost $1 billion. There's three investors already that said that they were going to invest billions of dollars into New York. And guess what they just did? Because of what Bragg and Letitia James have done in New York, chasing Trump around. If anyone out there thinks for one second that they would be chasing Trump if he wasn't running for office against Joe Biden right now, they are as insane as Joe Biden is. Okay. There is no way that they would ever go after him if he was done with politics. They are trying to keep him out of the ballot box in every shape, way, and form so that he doesn't get close to the White House. Why? Is he a danger to democracy? No. They are destroying democracy, and they don't want him to stop them. They want the power, and they want to be there. So Alvin Bragg, he prosecutes Trump. By the way, the case that he's prosecuting Trump on, okay, the criminal case, the DOJ passed up on it, okay? The hush money case is what he's talking about here. This is just such garbage. The DOJ passed on it. His predecessor passed on it in the Manhattan DA's office. This is the kind of guy that Alvin Bragg is. He got the message from the White House after coordination with the White House, and they said, get him, try to take him out. We need to get rid of him. So he doesn't prosecute migrants who attack cops, kick him in the head, fight with cops, stab people, shoot people. He lets them out without bail. By the way, that's why he was having a fight with Arizona, as I said before. And then he is going after Donald Trump like as if he was a mass murderer. The one case that Letitia James prosecuted him for, in fact, there were no complainants. Every bank came in and said they'd go and do business with him again, and they didn't lose any money. But that wasn't sufficient for them. Listen, that case is going to get tossed, and I think this hush money case, so to speak, they call it the hush money case, it's done. It's finished. You know, in a city where they're spending, they're now going to turn around and give $53 million to, oh gosh, I can't even believe that I'm saying this. They're giving $53 million to illegal invaders into this country when our people of the city don't have any money for food, and they're not giving them $53 million. This is the insanity that you're living under, okay? New York City has spent $10 billion, and New York State sending an additional $500 million, okay? Think about that. Think about, do your schools need that in New York City? Are your streets as clean as they could be? Are your buildings as clean as they could be? How's the subway doing? Anybody get killed in the subway lately? Anybody get pushed off the platform lately? The stupidity that we are running under in this government is just beyond pale. There's no comparison to any other place on the planet. And it just irks me every time I have to talk about it. So I'll stop talking about it right now. You know, it's just, you know, I'm not going to stop talking about it. I can't. I got to tell you. So the New York terrorist masquerading, this is what's going on in New York right now. There is a terrorist government masquerading as the government officials in New York. So the judgment this week of $450 million against Donald Trump. And take it to heart, there is not one victim, not one complainant in this action that Letitia James brought. And by the way, can you explain something to me? How does an elected official run on a platform of going after a person and prosecuting him for crimes? Explain that to me. Explain to me why the New York State Bar Association, the people who watch over the attorneys, why they haven't shut that down. Explain to me why she's not up there right now. That's a violation of your ethical standings and code. Okay? As a prosecutor, you seek the truth. You don't chase people down and take them down because you don't like them. It's absurd, but they're doing it in New York. So that $450 million judgment, which, by the way, as the interest compiles, is probably going to be a lot higher. What happened to the rule of law? Okay, this is what they called lawfare. What happened to the rule of law in this country? When this country engages in the criminal use of what used to be a justice system by its own government,
The system fails and the country fails, and it's falling apart. This is exactly what's happening right now. This is a complete devastating disaster. How did we get here, by the way? Because under the Biden administration, they condoned it, they coordinated it, and they encouraged it. This is the chaos they created. This is what happens when there is no standard of justice, logic, nor intelligent people to run it. This government is out of control. When it is used for political purposes and to keep a presidential candidate, the leading Republican candidate, off ballots in states and the White House, this is a staggering loss of integrity of the system. This is what's going on right now. When this occurs, people lose confidence in the system. When you have no faith in the system, it's done. The country is finished. It's over. Because nothing that they do is now going to be justified. The country will fall apart. The fascism is conducted by such people as Chuck Schumer, News, MSNBC, CNN, and that moron Joe Scarborough, that babbling brook. He is so ridiculous that if you think that they say it's enough times, that they'll say the stupid things enough times, that the American public will actually believe it. Well, you know what? We fell for it in 2016 when they tried to get Russia hoax, right? We fell for it. And they were issuing warrants based on garbage. And then when Joe Biden was running for office from his basement, they carried the water for him and they took care of him. And he didn't have to say anything because the media did it all. The media was Russia, Russia, Russia. They just went after Trump relentlessly without anything fact-based. And guess what? Not one person has ever been held responsible. Christopher Steele, was he ever arrested and charged? No. Was anyone else connected with this ever arrested and charged? No. Was there ever an investigation? No. Well, guess what, folks? Here it goes again. When nothing has culpable conduct and nothing has consequences, they are now doing what I want to affectionately call Russia 2.0. Max extreme. It's just the insanity of what's going on in this country right now. This is the devastating effect of bad education system. It's a bad education system that created this problem. These people came out of school not knowing how to think, but they were told what to think. And they've been doing it for the last 20 years. And if you escaped it, congratulations. But most of us did not. So we're failing our students in everything, math, science, everything else, English, forget English. Forget that idea, right? We don't need to do that anymore. That's a dumb idea. Who wants you to speak English anymore in this country, right? So we failed our students for decades. And now the people who went to these stupid schools, they're running this country. That's right. They're running this country. As opposed to critical thinking, they're now in a position in the government. Congratulations, America. You dug your own grave. But you know, one of the worst things that we need to understand is when you are dead and buried and you're digging a hole, don't keep digging. You should stop digging at some point. This is an absurd, crazy situation that we are running under. And they're doing it again. They're alleging that Donald Trump, and now it's the entire Republican Party, are Russian agents. Well, let me ask you something. How did Joe Biden deal with the Russians when they massed 125,000 people on the border of Ukraine? He was dazed and confused, to say the least, I would say. Correct? Yes, absolutely. So give it up. Don't tell me that he's a Russian agent and the Republicans are Russian agents now. Because if you believe that stuff in this dystopian, bizarre country that we're now living in, congratulations, you have effectively become a Democrat. This is horrendous. How could we allow this to happen? Quite frankly, and now, here, they came out this week, the great FBI, the fantastic FBI, the leadership in the FBI, because the rank and file are the guys who actually do the work. And from what I understand, a lot of them are not real happy about what's going on right now. But, so here's the question. Who cares about Smirnoff being on the rocks, okay? This is the guy who went after Joe Biden and said he took $5 million for him and Hunter from Burisma. Okay, I would say, you know what? This is done. This is finished. This is over. Except for the fact that there's thousands and thousands of pages of document evidence that says Joe Biden did this. So when you get off your high horse at some point and you wake up, you'll see what's going on in the real world. The conservatives and the libertarians in this country better wake the heck up, and we better start pushing back,
because we're living in very dangerous times right now. We have to end Joe Biden's reign. If we don't resurrect this country at this point, come November, we're done. The conservatives got to push back. Why they haven't, I don't know. Well, because you got guys like Mitch McConnell. He's older than the building and the rocks in the Cretaceous. The dinosaurs are younger than Mitch McConnell. But we have to get back to some sense of intelligence in this country. And if we don't, we're going to be in real, we're gone. We're finished. We're done. Okay? The appearance of an impropriety, the mere appearance of impropriety for attorneys is what the standard is. So when Letitia James comes out and starts yelling about Donald Trump before she even has a thing, before she's even elected, that is a conflict of interest. And that, my friends, is why the system is failing, because we allowed that person to go forward. We allowed her to step up and say, I'm going to get him every day, and I'm going to go look at 40 Wall Street. And now she's running around town going, I can't wait to get his buildings when he can't put the money up. Listen, this judge was clearly a political bias hack. And anybody who thinks different really needs to really get some kind of pills or some medication. You should go see a psychiatrist because you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. So $1 trillion worth of business so far, actually. I'm just looking at that. New York lost $1 trillion of business in the last 3 years under Joe Biden. That's phenomenal. Isn't that great? There is no hope for this city if we don't straighten it out. You know, there are a bunch of terrorists masquerading as government, and that's a real problem. That is a major problem in this country. We really have to straighten it out. And if we don't, we're going to live with it. You know, I want to touch base real quick with the Nikki Haley, Hail Mary Nikki Haley. I watched Nikki Haley's town hall. I came to the question, a hard question, Social Security. She fumbled again. Folks, we cannot put people in office who are incompetent. We cannot have people in our offices, our government, who cannot speak, who cannot talk, who cannot get a coherent idea out. Look at Kamala, the cackling babble. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely insane that we allow this to keep going on. So we have to protect our American society, and we're not doing this with Joe Biden, okay? We don't take care of people. We should be taking care of our elderly like as if they were the kings and queens of their generations, and they were and they are, and we're not treating them that way. Every dollar should be given to them before anything is given to a foreign country or illegal invaders. And they created their own issue. Now they're all drowning in it, and now they want us to kick in some more money? No, it's enough. Stop the insanity. It's crazy. This is ridiculous. This is just insane. Is there any hope at all left out there? I don't know. I don't know if there's any hope at all left. And I'll tell you, right after this break, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come right back. Stand by. You're going to love what's next.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
Advertise your product or service around the world on America's Web Radio for only $5 for a 30-second spot. You can send us your pre-recorded spot, or we can produce it from your copy. There is a minimum purchase of 20 spots. We will provide a confirmation of play affidavit at the conclusion of scheduled run. For more information, email gm@americaswebradio.com. That's gm@americaswebradio.com. This is a limited-time offer, so don't delay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about, is there any hope left? You know, I look at New York and I look at New York City, and I really Sometimes I have to doubt that. I really wonder if there is any hope left. Because you know what? We have a governor running around New York telling us, don't worry about it. We're just chasing Trump. We're not chasing businesses. But you're chasing businesses out of the state. $1 trillion worth of businesses left New York State in 3 years. There's going to be nothing left here. And billions and billions of dollars are fleeing now. They're not coming to New York. Not based on what this just went on with Letitia James. It was absurd. It was a travesty. But now we're looking at other things that are going on here, and things are just getting crazy. I mean, what's going on here? You know, how can we afford to live like this in New York? We are spending billions and billions of dollars. You have people every single day who are doing dopey things, fighting with cops, robbing and pickpocketing. Now we have Venezuelan gangs running all over the country. And do you think the cartels are not smarter than we are? Look at what they did at the border in Texas. So they put up all the razor wire and everything else, and guess what? Now they're all going to California. Good luck. That's their white hope for the next election? Good luck with that. He's a couple billion dollars in debt already. So I just want to throw out there, by the way, for Kathy Hochul, that Remington's leaving the country. They're leaving the country of New York. Yes, that's right. America's oldest gun manufacturer, Remington, bails out of New York. That's amazing. That is absolutely hysterical that they're telling us business is great in New York and they're leaving. After 200 years, they're going to Georgia. Why? Because you know what? If you think what happened with Donald Trump is not a motivating factor for every taxpaying business to leave New York State, you just heard a lot of hedge fund investors say they wouldn't touch anything in New York. You heard the guy from Shark Tank come out and say, forget it. I wouldn't come near New York. It was a loser state beforehand. Now I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But here's the stupid little games that we play with Letitia James and everybody saying, oh, it's not, it's just Donald Trump. Well, then that's a problem in and of itself. That's a real problem because now you have your commercial tax base leaving the state. And if you don't think that's going to hurt you, wait. You're going to see what's going to happen. So right now, we were looking at, I talked earlier, you know, I gotta grab this for a second. Let me just grab this for you. The word deterrence. Deterrence and deterrent escapes the meeting with the ridiculous Biden administration. This is a blunderbuss administration. We are still fighting out the Middle East with the Houthis, and they're still knocking out ships and burying people. And still killing everything in the Middle East. And it's going to cost us even more. Have you been to the supermarket again lately? It's going up, folks. And why? Because we have a president who doesn't know what to do. And if he's an idiot, you should at least have smart people around him. But they're all idiots too. Because apparently no one understands that word. I suggest they get an Encyclopedia Britannica and look it up. Don't go on Google because you might get something completely different. Google might tell you that deterrence means to give in to your enemies, give them $6 billion in the middle of the night in unmarked bills so they have deterrence. Well, that's not deterrence, folks. You want deterrence? Ask Donald Trump when he said 59 Tomahawk missiles into Syria, and they quieted down rather quickly, didn't they? Sometimes force is necessary for deterrence. It is an amazing thing that we have to learn again. But these bunch of people, these people in the White House right now and surrounding in the Pentagon, they all need to go because they're really not getting it. They're just burying this country in debt, and they're burying this country into wars. By the way, under Donald Trump, zero wars. Under Biden right now, 3 conflicts, we'll call them. How's that? Yeah, we're doing a great job. You know, and the other thing is, I got to tell you, this student bailout thing again came up again. What's with the Biden criminal syndicate? They're buying votes again? If you think that, I see this number, $4.7 billion. You know, they're talking about 153,000. Let me change that. Check that. 153,000 vote buying scheme. Boy, it should be a boat. It's a boatload of money that they're piling into the students who donate to him because, quite frankly, the guy who's running a business who likes Donald Trump is not giving money to Joe Biden. So why? Biden's going to give them some more money. So let's cancel the student debt. Listen, if you win stupid prizes, let me just give you an example, okay? You get a stupid degree. $138 billion worth of loan cancellation so far. That's B with a billion, okay? $1.2 billion more in student debt cancellation. And I hate the word to even say it. And they don't see a problem with the rest of the population funding this. And by the way, it's not canceling the debt. It's just transferring the debt. Why don't we call it what it is? You're transferring the debt to every other person in the United States. You're not canceling anything. Because the banks are going to get their money back. The government's going to get their money. We're just giving it to the rest of us to pay off for them so that they can live a happier life. Listen, I got to tell you, when I went to college, I looked at not a stupid diploma. I didn't look at a stupid choice. I went for something that would produce a living so that I would be able to live in society in a comfortable manner, hopefully. And if it wasn't comfortable, I'd learn about that quickly, too. If we don't learn in this country that your dumb decisions have consequences, then we have learned nothing, and you are just producing a bunch of stupid people in this country. Remember culpability? Remember if you did something when you were a kid, when I grew up, you were held responsible. Now, get a loan? No problem. Get rid of it? No problem. Joe Biden will handle it. Listen, when I came out of law school, I had $45,000 worth of debt roughly, okay? And I paid it back when I got out of school. Where was my bailout? Where's my bailout now? I have a mortgage now because I paid off my student loans. Well, guess what? Why didn't they bail me out? I want a bailout. The banks got bailouts. Remember that? I put two kids through college, me and my wife, and we didn't get a bailout, okay? We took everything and put it into our children like you're supposed to do. That's called responsibility in this world. You know, if we stop taking away people's ability to be responsible, then you will have complete chaos, more than what we have right now, quite frankly, because we are out of control. The government and the intellectual bankrupt people in it don't create the money. Actually, they just print it, but they create debt. We are the people who give that money to them. And what they are doing right now, as far as I'm concerned, is illegal. If you enter into this country and you're illegal, you should get in-state tuition. You should get no tuition. Are you kidding me? Let's not be that dumb. Okay? This is ridiculous. So now what happens? He's given away $138 billion to students who took dumb degrees. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's my mantra. Okay? You don't take a dumb degree. If you take a stupid degree, you deserve what you get. Okay, so what are they doing right now? Let me get into that. Here's the basic bottom line. No one's culpable once again for their own stupidity, either in the justice system anymore, and now we've transferred that to the college system. However, they will hold Donald Trump liable for anything he does, anything he thinks of, beyond the pale, absolute absurdity. That's right. And now they're coming out, this is the new one, is the College Cost Reduction Act. Please, this is the Inflation Reduction Act in a new wrapper, and look how high inflation is and still going up. How'd that work out for us as Americans? Another transfer of wealth from the middle class to the elite class, and people who didn't have the brains enough to get a degree that they could make a living at, we're bailing them out. Once again, Biden bails out the radical left, stupid morons, those we the people money, because it doesn't get created from somewhere, although with $34 trillion in debt, he's taking it from us, we the people. And he didn't even ask. He just went and did it. So simply put, this now is a bizarre country. This is a dystopian universe with a radical left and a progressives. They have taken over the brains of the people running this country. And the people who are supposed to be on the opposite side are so spineless, so weak, so pathetically weak, that they have no pushback whatsoever against such an absurd and ridiculous continuation of policies. And the political lawfare that's going on right now to take out Donald Trump, and quite frankly, any conservative, you know, they took a guy now, who this guy Smirnoff, when I said Smirnoff was on the rocks before, this is the guy who fingered Biden. For 10 years, he's gotten over $100,000 from the FBI. Now, all of a sudden, he fingers Biden. Now he's a bad actor. Now he's being taken out. You know, I heard Mayor Adams the other day when they were had another fight with the cops at a shelter for migrants, invaders, when they were trying to take somebody into custody for a crime. And guess what happened? They started throwing things at the cops. They hit one cop in the head with a backpack. I mean, come on, folks. These people are not Americans. They have no standard of what our society is about. And we let them into this country unvetted, and this is what you're getting. And you know what? He turns around and says, oh, you have bad actors when there are 3,000 people. You know what? He's an imbecile. He's an imbecile. And by the way, where are our hostages? Our hostages from Russia and our hostages from America? Okay, where are they? Where Hamas still has them, and we haven't heard a word one from them. They're working on it. Now he's calling for a ceasefire. He said, Netanyahu's going over the top. No, Biden, you're out of your mind. Okay? Your handlers are out of your mind because you don't have a mind anymore. Okay? This needs to be a new country, and we need to get someone back in there. And the Nikki Haley, I don't think she's going anywhere. I don't see it. Donald Trump is what we need. We need somebody to shake it up again because it's out of control. The train's not off the track. The train is falling off the planet, and it needs to come back somehow. Maybe we do need Trump back in office so we can at least get our citizens back, because Biden alone, the rest of his policies seem to be incompetent in getting back our citizens from foreign nations. Yes, it's complicated, and I understand that, but he's also tremendously impaired. Biden is completely ineffective. He cannot run a country. And quite frankly, that's a scary thought. You know, they came out with that report, the Hur report, that said he was so incompetent that he couldn't be charged, but yet he's still running this country, and he intends to run for another election? No, I don't see that happening. It's either one shoe or the other shoe. You can't have both shoes on the same foot. It doesn't work. This is diametrically opposed conversations we're having, where he's either incompetent or he's not incompetent. Make up your minds, okay? And these people who we're letting into the country, they're either criminals or they're not criminals. Oh, now we know that Venezuela is opening up their jails, just like Trump said. Another thing that they boo-hooed Trump for, and he said it was right. Listen, we need to get this country back. This country is out of control, and it's not the country itself. It is what's running the country that it stems from, the chaos and everything else. Remember, the adults were coming back into the room? Well, guess what? The adults aren't back in the room. The adults are the chaos committers. And it's time to hold the adults in that White House with all the cocaine and the biting dogs and everything else. We need to hold them culpable for their conduct. And you know how you do that? You do it at the voting box, at the voting booth. When you get there, vote your conscience. Don't vote for incompetent. Vote for the guy who brought us back from the incompetency. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.